Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the competition watchdog has launched High Court proceedings against two companies in the home alarm industry. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission took the cases against PhoneWatch and HomeSecure, which are both owned by the Norwegian giant Sector Alarm. Under Section 33 of the Act, the CCPC can compel parties to disclose information or can take possession of the information itself, even if it turns out to be legally privileged material. The confidentiality of the information must be protected until the High Court decides whether it is legally privileged. Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that a significant majority of international banks operating in Ireland identified what they see as increasing regulatory requirements as the greatest challenge for their sector in the next 5 years. The findings included in a report by the Federation of International Banks in Ireland, FIBI, an industry body, and is based on a survey of its members. The Federation is the representative body for international banks and investment firms in Ireland and has more than 30 members that collectively employ over 14,000 people here. Once largely located inside the IFSC in Dublin, the banks are now spread across the country. The survey finding is consistent with views shared privately by senior figures in international firms who frequently express frustration that regulations that are essentially the same across the euro area are applied more rigidly in Ireland, with a significant impact on costs, delays and certainty of outcome. Conor Pope in the Irish Times reports that sensitive personal details of more than 2,000 customers of the online insurance brokers Quote Devil may have been compromised after the online broker emailed policy information and renewal documentation to the wrong people. The company confirmed the data breached, and a spokesman said that he was unable to give an exact figure for legal reasons, but suggested it affected less than 1% of clients. With a customer base of above 230,000 people, that could mean that over 2,000 people were sent policy details of others. One customer who was alerted to the data breach by Quote Devil said she was raging and unsure exactly how much information about her had been sent to a third party. In a statement, the Quote Devil said a small number of Quote Devil customers had their renewal information sent to clients. This was due to a technical error in the dispatch of home insurance renewals emails.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.